أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا ولبثوا في كهفهم 300 سنين وازدادوا 9 قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا. And they say that the companions of the cave were 3, the fourth being the dog, and others say that they were 5, and sixth being the dog, doubtfully guessing at the unknown. And yet others say that they were 7, and the eighth being the dog, say, my Rabb knows exactly about their number. It is just a few that know the real number, so don't enter into any controversy with them, but a surface discussion, and do not consult with any one of them about the people of the cave. An important lesson has been taught here. In this entire story, Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak about the location of the people of the cave, whether they were somewhere in Sham or somewhere in the Roman Empire. The Quran Sharif doesn't speak about this. Nor does the Quran Sharif say us exactly what was the number of the people that were in the cave. And nor does the Quran Sharif say how did they come out of the cave and what got them up from their deep sleep. So the reason is obvious that these things are irrelevant. It doesn't really affect and influence the objective. What will we get if we know exactly what was the number of the people and what was the location? So it just becomes a thing of curiosity and no more further than that. So in our discussions, we should be looking at right and high ideals and objectives and things that are secondary, irrelevant, then we aren't supposed to be focusing and attending to that. Things that don't concern us, things that are irrelevant, that we don't discuss it. Furthermore, when we talk in this manner, things that are irrelevant, and we begin to speculate, then it is just speculation, guesswork, and a pastime. And this doesn't behove a Muslim. And unnecessarily, for no purpose, no substantial purpose, we get into a controversy, into an argument, and we get nothing out of it, absolutely nothing, besides a pastime, and besides trying to score points against the other, smashing down the next person, and trying to prove our victory, we don't get anything out of this. So the Quran Sharif's lesson is so beautiful, then don't get into any controversy with these people about them. But if you have to discuss it, then, or this discussion comes about, then round it off just at the surface. Don't get into the nitty-gritties, into the depth of the discussion. Just at the surface, round it up and continue. وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. And for anything that you intend, then don't say that I will do this tomorrow, without adding, if it be the will of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you intend doing tomorrow, and no matter how sure you are about doing it, then add, be it the will of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah. Because you do not know whether you will live to see tomorrow, nor do you know that even if you live to see tomorrow, you will be in the position of accomplishing what you have intended. There may be some impediment, some obstruction that comes about that will prevent you. Overall, it is impressing upon us that a Muslim and a believer must trust entirely in Allah Ta'ala, not in himself also. You do not know what will be your case the next day, the next moment, the next second. Your mind can turn around, your heart can have a different direction. You can totally take a turnaround and you do not know about it. So when you intend something, then say, by the will of Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, trusting entirely in Allah Ta'ala. And in the case you have forgotten, then remember your Rabb, and also add, عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. I hope my Rabb will guide me even closer to the right path. Say, in the instance you have forgotten to say inshallah, then when you remember, even though you have already said these words some times ago, that you're going to do this and this, and then you remember that you have not said and added inshallah, so the time that you remember, then say inshallah. And also add this, that I hope my Rabb will guide me to a path, that is even, he will guide me to a path, he will guide me to a way that is even closer to the right. So a believer will trust in Allah Ta'ala, and he will long in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala will guide him even closer to that which is right. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ. And they lived in the cave for 300 years, and they add 9 more. If you look at it at the, if you calculate the time according to the solar calendar, then it works out 300. But if it is the lunar calendar that you observe, then you will add 9 more, for in every 32 years, you get one additional year. So accordingly, if you calculate the time that they had lived, it will work out 309 years according to the lunar year, and 300 years according to the solar year. So, قُلِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثُوا. Say, Allah Ta'ala knows best about the number of years that they had lived. To him belongs the secrets of the heavens and the earth, how clear he sees and hears. They have none to have them besides him, and nor does he share his command with anybody. It is his command, it is his system that prevails, it is his order that runs through the heavens and the earth. So trust in him and believe that he is supreme control. There's no one that shares with him in the control, in the command. Whatever happens, happens with his will. And recite the revelation that has been sent down to you from the book of your Rabb, and nobody can change his words, and nor can you find a refuge besides him. If you leave Allah Ta'ala, then na'uzu billah, can you find any refuge? May Allah give us tawfiq.